KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
We are high, and the dreams that you dream of once in a lullaby. Fly, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly.
Morning, Laguna Beach. This is Craig on Rainbow Radio, and we're here with a fabulous panel. This is our second in a series of programs that's going to go on, I hope, for a long time. As we focus on art in Laguna Beach, and let's say arts, which includes all kinds of art, whatever the medium is, from dance to music to palette, knife to live performance art to paintings to pottery. I suppose it covers everything. So we assembled a fabulous panel this morning. Our last panel was a very robust. Leia, you were here. It was very robust. So first we have Jason. Say hello, Jason.
Good morning.
And then we have Muffin.
Good morning.
And then we have Leia.
Good morning.
And then we have Jonathan.
Good morning.
And I will tell you a little bit more about each one of them in just a minute, but I got to get some announcements out of the way. We have a wonderful sponsor this week, and that sponsor for KX93 FM is Mike Johnson. He's from Compass Realty with more than 70 years combined experience in Laguna Beach in real estate and sales of more than $100 million transacted last year. Mike, we love you. Thank you for being our sponsor. We hope you're pleased with our program, and we hope that you're a long-term supporter of KX93.5. And on that, if you did want to support KX membership, you can support KX93.5 by becoming a power supplier member, starting as low as $5.39 a month. Leia, you can afford that.
Of course. Artists are really wealthy.
I know. Your tax-deduction donation helps ensure that public radio stays free and independent in Laguna Beach. Different level benefits include a T-shirt, a hat, a sticker, and a member card that gets you discounts around town and admittance to select KX93.5 events. Become a power supplier and keep us charged. KX93.5.com/join to sign up. So that's my advertisements this morning. There's a couple other mentions here, too. Next week, we will have Mary Navarro and Chris Tibbett will be on the show, and it'll be about kids and schools and what's going on with the schools and how the LGBTQ community is involved in that, obviously. So that's going to be an important one. I think we're going to touch on some important subjects with the schools and education and LGBT kids or LGBT parents with kids or somewhere in the mix, there's something there, I suppose. And if you're in that, I'll get this other announcement. In that, we're about art today. There is an event today in Huntington Beach. Does anyone of the panel know what that is? Leia's raising her hand.
Well, I know at the Huntington Beach Arts Center, there's going to be a number of artists that are going to be exhibiting this evening, starting at, I believe, around 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I think it actually started close.
6 o'clock?
It starts at 6, I think.
All right. Yeah. I plan to be there.
So, but what I found most interesting about it, and kind of in the face of perhaps of some long-term artists and curators, that it is not curated. Which, if you're an artist and you think you're an artist, or you feel you're an artist, or what qualifies you as an artist? Everyone's an artist in their own way. So let's just get that out of the way. So if you feel that you have something to present, to share, that you is a message, a method of communication in its art, you can show up there. And I think that's what sounds like makes it so interesting. So I'm going, I want to see what unbridled artists do. And sometimes that's scary, I have to say. I suppose it's all legal, and but it's hopefully it's controversial, because I think that's a big part of what art is all about. So a couple more things. Did you know now we have a Independent Arts Consortia Facebook page? Yes, we do. So it is, for the people who may be tuning in today, this group, I guess we're working to provide information and a voice to artists in the community with regard to what goes on in the community. And we focus on artists, less on the organizations, but more on the artists and what their talent is about and how they feel that it can be shared and facilitated in a way, that sharing facilitated in a way that everyone has an opportunity to see their art. And more artists have the opportunity to get it out there. That's the mission statement, I guess, Jason.
That sounds good to me.
So we'll start this conversation off a little bit. First, I want to say, Jason Roberts, give me a brief bio about yourself. You've been here for how many years? A few years?
Yeah, I've been in Laguna about 7 years, and I help artists in Laguna build their brands. I work with their social media. I do quite a bit with the Sawdust Festival with artists. So I'm an all guy for artists.
So you're a facilitator.
I am a facilitator.
And then we have Muffin, who is also an artist.
Yes, Craig. I've been blowing glass for close to 10 years. I was an athlete before that.
I saw that about you.
Yes, I played golf on the LPGA Tour for 21 years.
And you hung out in Palm Springs with all the
of course,
the who's who.
The hill at the 17th green.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Do you still play golf once in a while?
Not really. My lower back is... I need it to blow glass. Yeah, dang is right.
Leia Vasquez.
Yes, I blow smoke, actually. My job as an artist is to stir things up a bit. So I've been active, as most of you know, for a very long time. I've lived in Laguna Beach since 1964. And I've always been an artist. I came from an arts family. It was other than some of the sciences, which I was interested in, and I crossed over with illustration at UCI with the medical school.
Yeah.
I've been doing art for a long time, and now I actually had a pretty lucrative art business. So now I'm in my studio and doing my work pretty much the way I want to do it.
Unbridled,
completely unbridled, with Silverfish as my assistant.
Oh my goodness!
Yes.
And then, we have Jonathan Burke.
Yes.
So pleased to have you here
sure.
today as
Thank
well.
You. Yeah, yeah. So, just my background, both undergraduate and graduate school in drawing and painting, and minor in illustration. And for many years before I became a full-time faculty, I was exhibiting. Living in San Francisco and Boston, New York, Paris. And also doing illustration. So I did advertising, illustration, and painting. And then when I got the full-time position at LCAD in 1980, I led the drawing and painting program and really set the representational direction. So it's all about realism. And
so you're stewarding the college along on a path?
Well, I was, yes. And... So chair, then dean, VP of academic affairs, and then now for going on 7 years, I've been president of the college. So,
So if those don't know, Jonathan Burke is the president of
Laguna College of Art and Design, LCAD.
Yes. LCAD, and so if you're just tuning in and this is all new to you, he's here representing more being an artist himself. but also sharing with us a bit of what's going on in the culture in Laguna Beach with regard to artists, and that's kind of what we want to focus on. I want to kind of start off with saying I went to a meeting this week that I think Jason reminded me of, and it was last Saturday, actually a week ago today, and it was with regard to plans to enhance the culture of art in Laguna Beach. Is that a fair appraisal, Jason?
Yeah, so that was AEA, which is the company that we hired to do some initial findings and some research with the current climate as far as art and artists in Laguna Beach.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was an interesting meeting.
Counting you and myself and Michael, and I can't pronounce his last name, Michael.
Anyway. McGrooch.
McGrooch. Michael McGrooch. There were, now this is what struck me. The content was nice, and there were a lot of things and a lot of support with regard to the content. And so we had the meeting, and there was a long presentation, very well done. But I looked at the audience, and for a population of 23, okay, population of 23,000, and I feel as important as art is to this community, that there were 17 people, counting myself and you, Jason, and Michael. There was 17. So 15 people that were just from the community, and I found it disappointing. I found it disappointing, and then so I proposed the question to the panel here, and I got various responses earlier before we started the program. I shouldn't do that. Should wait till the program. But so I'm going to start with Jason. Why do you think that so many people were in attendance on this meeting that seemed to be so important to the community? At least in my book, it's because they're making decisions about where to progress and what direction to take. Kind of like, I guess, what Jonathan says, stewarding a vision, and that's what they're supposed to be doing.
So there's quite a bit of pertinent information that was being delivered, and it applies to quite a few people. It's not just the artists, but the some of the organizations in town that support artists. So it is shocking to see so few people there when there's so much to hear. You know, I think people have got to the point to where they're ready for some action. You know, going to city council meetings and listening to findings, a lot of people have been doing that for 10, 15, 20 years, you know.
So you feel the disinterest is perhaps that they've seen it before and it's gone on and on, and they're bored to death.
To what end?
Yeah. So they're ready for some action, and they haven't seen it, so they're a bit, I guess not ambivalent, they're a bit like, why bother, I guess.
Kind of pissed off.
We can always rely on Muffin. And with that, Muffin, what is your, is that your 2 cents right there? Or did you have some more with regard to the poor attendance?
No, basically my 2 cents, but it's the same thing both of you have been saying. These discussions have gone on for 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, some of it.
We go
to the entrance of Laguna. That conversation's been going on forever.
So,
and what's happened?
Why do you think there's such an impasse? You know, is it because they talk about it and then nothing gets done on the city side? Or is it the city doesn't know what to do because there's not enough interest and support?
All of the above.
All of the above, okay.
Plus, we're not, as a group, artists are not, you can't put us
in a
box and say, okay, this is what box of artists need.
Yeah.
And but there's 100 boxes of artists.
Yeah.
So I don't know the answer yet.
I may be a bit naive, but I'm hopeful that this program, as we move forward and with our Facebook page and an independent consortia, as we call it, will help give a voice and see some response. Leah, what was your spin on the poor attendance?
Well, I've been to a lot of these meetings, and as a former arts commissioner, and I'm still working. Of course, I work over at LCAD with AAUW, inspiring the students to become active. But I think we're overwhelmed in general. The public is overwhelmed with information. It's constant. And it's almost like they tune out after a while.
Okay.
You tune out. And I think in spite of the fact that artists are motivated and they want to do something, there are a number of issues behind it. And some of them also are the history of how artists play in the game and what they're also been trained to do.
Well, why do you, don't you, I'll go on to Jonathan okay. next, because I have a question that's probably more broad-based for everyone. So, Jonathan, what, I know you weren't at the, you didn't, oh, you
no,
were at
I was
the
there.
Meeting.
No,
yeah.
I was there. Sure.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You were one of the 15.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, it really does need to be an ecosystem, a cultural ecosystem, you know, for all the arts, too. And so it means that there has to be public policy. I mean, there has to be the city determining and deciding that art is really important and to get out of the way of artists, too. So there.
Well, I think if I saw from an outsider looking in, because I've done some art, but I don't have the world of experience that my four panelists have. But the outside looking in, I think that the artists have not... They're not participating.
Well, there's a lot of artists. I mean, I'm in the canyon, so yeah. I know a lot of artists in the canyon, too. And they have to really stay under the radar, which is unfortunate, because it's really not an environment where they can be out in the open because of the live work issue, uh-huh. really. So artists would really like to be there.
Okay. but for some reason the word's not getting out. We've got another guest here, Fonje Dufray, and I'm going to ask him the same question. And first of all, Fonje, you want to get up to the microphone there? Say good morning, Fonje.
Good morning.
Fonje's a longtime friend and artist of mine, and he's actually put on. What was the big art exposition you took around the world for the United Nations? He did an art program.
Borders.
Pardon me?
Art Beyond Borders.
Could you get a little closer to the microphone?
Oh, okay.
Art Without Borders?
Uh-huh.
And you took it around the world?
Yeah. First went to the UN, then went to Paris, and so on and so on.
So I just want everyone to know that Fonje is an artist himself and has studied art all his life, and I invited him as another artist. And... So, Fonje, did you have any insight on perhaps why there's such low attendance in the art community at some of these city-sponsored programs to develop art?
I think it's really difficult for the artists to get together and be more activist to try to make this happen because of the political situation of Laguna.
So you put it that politics is not facilitating art, the artist's involvement
no,
as much as...
It's like a romanticism where artists come to the seashore and that's the history and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay.
That's interesting. I would also pipe in, I would agree with you, but it's also, as Erwin Chemerinsky, the former dean of UCI's law school, said, the courthouse doors are closed. When you look at facilities, for instance, when you look at the city hall and the way they conduct business, the doors are closed to a certain degree. When you look at the art festival, they have literally closed the front of it to the public, although it's a public venue. So more and more we're being set aside. You can go to meetings, but you're not always heard. In fact, there's very few people that go to the meetings on the arts at all. It just doesn't feel like it's encouraged to have you speak.
Well, my mantra, whenever I've got a lot of work experience, I guess, and I've learned a few things, made a lot of mistakes in my career path. But one thing you do is you open up the interest, you encourage dialogue, and then you present a solution. And I hope that this group can open up some eyes and present a solution, because I do feel. And it's a public, my personal opinion, the outside looking in, is that a big part of the community to keep it vibrant, I feel, it is arts. And one comment that came up at City Council with regard to Laguna Beach was that it was comatose. Do you remember that?
Yes, we do.
You know,
remember.
And I felt
only
sorry.
Only too true.
I felt sorry for City Council people were, and someone, one of the council members said, well, I don't think we're quite comatose, you know, and but on the other hand, wouldn't you like to say that we're super vibrant as opposed to, well, we're not quite comatose, but I felt that they work really hard and people need to be involved with that process a little bit more and hopefully get the results.
You know, Craig, we're talking about, you know, why aren't artists, you know, getting behind something? Because they have nothing to get behind. There's no program out there for them to go, hey, let's do this. You know, let's be enthusiastic about this one thing. It's all logistics, numbers, findings. You know, there's no grassroots effort to have something done and done.
So, okay.
And how many times, Craig, can you go to a meeting and hear, oh, we're going to do this, oh, we're going to do that, and then a week or two later, some old thing in the law book says, no, we can't do that. And, oh, no, the money's gone for that. Oh, no, Mr. Jones said no. I mean, you go to one meeting, okay, you get geared up to go to the next one, and you get, okay. And after the third time, you know, blah, blah, boosh.
I went to Shanti meeting, or Shanti dinner, and I actually emceed it at 7 Degrees on last Sunday. And former mayor Tony Eisman was there, and she said a couple things about herself. He said, to get ahead in politics as a woman, you have to think like a man, you have to be pretty like a woman, and you have to work like a horse. And I thought, whoa, I like that, Tony. But she also said that a secret to the programs in her politics is being powerful in raising funds and money for the causes she feels are important. So let's say, Muffin, we decide that we want to push an agenda forward or a program forward of independent artists, which is an independent artist consortia, which I've named it. And there is, and in there is a mantra or a mission statement, if you will. I hate to call it mission statement. That sounds too corporate, but there is something that identifies what we're trying to do, okay? And with that, a fundraiser, some money would really help, I feel. So
for what, Craig? What are we going to put the money towards?
Doing
what? You could give it to me to pay rent. I would love to have some help paying my rent. And I know 100 artists in this town who would love some money to help pay
their
rent.
It could be to pay your rent. I don't know where it's going to go, but I think the artists need a voice, and part of that voice is having some funds available so they can talk to the media, put some flyers out, get the community involved, get people behind it. It costs money. So if the money is earmarked to promote a artist group or an artist consortia, wouldn't that be valuable?
Well, it would be valuable, Craig, except that I think that's originally the festivals were to do that. They promoted the artists, the people came. For various reasons, they were created. I mean, the Sawdust Festival broke off from the main Festival of Arts.
Right.
And they were determined to do something and did very, very well. Then came the Art Affair, which is probably going to close.
But I think there's one strong distinction. This should be coming from artists, not from organizations.
It did come from artists?
It did. You're absolutely right.
They started.
Okay.
They actually started. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. No, please expand on that, Jonathan.
Well, I mean, I don't have the history, but I mean, the idea is that artists get together and try to create, organize, establish a venue so their work can be looked at. So, you know, I really like the idea of a space that is really not curated. I mean, if you really want people to come, I mean, that's something exciting. I mean, it's a kind of pop-up idea. It's a little bit dangerous. You don't know what you're going to see. As long as it doesn't hurt anyone, I think it's a great idea. I mean, again, you have to have space available. There are spaces around town. I mean, somebody has to organize that. But just the idea of people, you don't know what you're going to see. You will be surprised. And having that be available, I think, would draw individuals from all over. I mean, it's... my interest is peaked to go to Huntington to be able to see what's going on in this kind free of for guerrilla all. Space. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's just one idea. But, I mean, it could be anything, too. I mean, and again, when we talk about arts, it's just not drawing and painting. I mean, there's just so many kinds of art that's interesting that should be supported, too. So the tradition of representational drawing and painting and plein air is embedded in this town, and it should be kept. Yeah. It should be as it is and supported, and along with all kinds of other art too. So it's really looking at art in a more holistic way, and certainly the town does, in the sense that we have a playhouse, you know, that's revered, and we have a museum,
right.
We have a college, so we make art, we show
art. It seems
art,
all the components are here. And,
yeah,
but there's some angst about. On some level, and I don't know. I guess I can't.
I think it's freshness. What we need to always have are new voices and freshness, and that's something that is promoted through arts. And like what you say and what Jonathan said, that is a very important thing. And having new opportunities, like for instance, using those spaces that I just mentioned about the Festival of Arts, which is a public space, using them in alternate ways throughout the year except for during the festival season, using the existing spaces mm-hmm. would really help. So for instance, let's just say you decide you have a theme. You can invite great speakers from all over the world. You can actually promote it in the same fashion the original Festival of Arts or the SOTUS does. However, you have new faces, new energy, and you don't know what you're going to get. So it's a wonderful way of doing it. But you have to have the city cooperating or the event, the venue cooperating. If you don't have that, you don't have the space. We only have so many spaces.
Leah, let me kind of try to understand this. So you're suggesting that there's a component there, but it's not being necessarily allowed to have the voice and get the attention that perhaps would keep it fresh and new and vibrant. Comments?
Yeah. How amazing was it the last couple times to have that young lady, I think she was an LCAD student, get up and say, you know, there are young people that are out there that are concerned about the sustainability of Laguna and the arts and being a part of it. There are people that want to participate in this that they're new. They don't know exactly what channel to take to deliver their point, but they're getting up and standing up for it. You know, so this to me is there's a spark there, but what has happened is we've doused it. Every time, you know, it's like there's another research to be done. There's all these, you know, preliminary findings that have to happen. And in the meantime, we have this information that eventually stays on the shelf and goes stagnant. And without someone spearheading it, without all these young, enthusiastic people that are going to get behind these programs and make them happen, it's just going to be another case study. It's just going to be part of another census that did nothing for us.
So how do we gather that enthusiasm into a voice? Is that hopefully through media, radio?
I don't know the answer to that. I know that I want to tell you a story. I have a friend from Sawdust. He and another couple of guys went down to the beach, and there were old bits of concrete on the hill leading down to the beach, just concrete colored. And they looked at it, they figured it out, and they painted a mandala on it. Blue, all kinds of blue colors, really beautiful. It's right below where the aviation store used to be.
I'm going to guess it didn't end well.
Well, it's been up for over a year, maybe a year and a half. Wonderfully appreciated by everybody who walks by it because it used to just be an eyesore.
Oh, okay.
So it's guerrilla art.
I would say, it's street art, it's guerrilla art. There was no permission granted for this art. And they watched the concrete for months before they ever did it, thinking, well, is somebody going to do something about this, blah, blah, blah. Nobody did anything. They put on their orange vests and pretended to be city workers and went up there and painted the thing.
So,
and now, now the city or the owners of the property, I'm not exactly sure, want it to be permitted or they're going to paint it over.
So,
now, this is fresh. This is art. This is cool-ass crap going on in Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
And what happens? What does the city eventually do? Slap it down. Same
well, there
thing
you
happened
close
to the charming
doors.
Wall.
There you close the doors. Yeah. And so I do have a solution for it. In my opinion, I want to be able to use the Festival of Arts, and I want to create a new festival, week-long festivals of different themes, and allow new people, new voices, international voices. I can even see having an international art biennale as part of Laguna. And that would be a major thing artists.
I've thought of that for years,
of course
too.
You have. Of course you have, Jonathan. I know. Great minds think alike.
Yeah, but
Bungay, what the art now, it's when they have the backdrop and they have movement and all that, what do they call that type of art? It's
when
demonstration art.
No, you're talking about like the guerrilla artists that came out and they all of a sudden did a happening.
You're talking about conceptual?
No.
Performance art?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. Why can't I think of that word? Performance art.
You're old like we are.
Well, I'm not quite that old.
I think that the galleries should get more behind things too. The people that run the galleries.
To keep it fresh?
Well,
Let me just go give this thought here, Fanjay. I think performance art is well, in the big picture, I think often with a dam, think a dam, the Hoover Dam, and a little crack happens, and you open that crack, and the water starts to flow. It gets bigger, and more water flows. It gets bigger and bigger. We need to break the dam. And my question is, what is that simple thing that we could do to break the dam? Maybe it is a two-week-long program, or a week-long program at Festival of Arts. But I do have a suggestion. I think performance art right now is really, really hot. And it's everywhere. It even shows up on America's Got Talent because there's no venue for it. And some of it is so creative and so inspiring that because it involves technology, involves music, involves dance, involves arts, color, and it kind of encompasses everything. And if you go on YouTube and you look at performance art, just you can spend a whole day looking at some fabulously developed art. My recommendation would be a component of Laguna Beach would be to have a performance art festival here. And my first thought was to have it at the theater, but I don't know that's...
Well, they program almost every day of the year. You know?
At the theater?
Yes, certainly.
Yeah. But it's not open, though.
It's open. It's available.
Well, I mean the movie theater.
Oh, I'm sorry. That theater. The one that's closed.
That's sitting there empty like these other storefronts. The only thing you can't see that it's empty other than the marquee. But maybe the secret is to get a group together that's wants to be really vocal, kind of like Muffin here. and we get before the city and we go pull a permit. And we go to all of the storefronts and say, we're going to put the art in those right now.
That's where that should be, in the storefronts.
Right.
That's what bring people in.
And get Stu News, the local newspaper.
You don't even need permits. You have the owner allows you to do it in the storefront. Performance art is the perfect thing.
But we should have it. We should have some, they can say, who are you? You know, it should be sanctioned on some level. I hate to say that. Okay. Well, we're the art consortia. Yeah, we're the Independent Art Consortia. And do you have a lot of spare time on your hands, Leah?
Which meeting?
That is a problem. When you talk about artists going to meetings and showing up and having to do all this stuff, most of them are so, for me, I'm deep in what I'm doing. I ain't got time.
What if we got the word out there that said, if you want your art displayed in Laguna Beach in the next 2 weeks, show up at this time. We'll have coffee and donuts.
And we'll sign you up. We'll sign you up also.
And we'll sign you up to be within the program. And then when we know we have so many artists, Jonathan, is there, do you think there's some students that would want?
Absolutely. We do that a little bit. Students get together. They work with our dean of students and they organize themselves. In fact, they're going to be in the space that's next to our gallery, and they're going to have a little pop-up that's going to happen.
That's cool.
I'm not sure of the date, but but it's exciting. The students are putting things together. They're making their own art. They're creating prints, original art, making jewelry. Even though we don't have that as a major, and they're going to have a Saturday morning afternoon.
I think it would be fabulous. And then it rotates in these different storefronts. What I have to say about the storefront idea is I've heard every meeting I've gone to, I've heard everyone be positive about. I've not heard one person say, oh, no, we don't need that. Oh, that's kind of crazy. Everyone, including city council, has even said that they're supportive. So I don't see anything in a roadblock in it. Any comments there?
Yeah, well, that's one program that they could do relatively. I mean, I know that there's work in everything and there's a cost in everything, but that's something that could happen relatively quickly. That's something that
right.
that could be put into place where people would see motion and it would create emotion.
Maybe it'd be like busting Hoover Dam open, you know, and maybe drawing that attention and people go, oh, did you see the art in the storefront down where the lumberyard patio area that's all empty, the whole thing. Lights are on at night, looks great. Yeah. Empty as hell.
Everybody's enthusiastic about it because it's not going to take 5 years for anything to come into fruition. It's something that can happen relatively quickly.
So if they are open, and it would just be displayed in the windows, there would be no place where it'd be nice. Honestly, I'm thinking out loud here. It'd be nice if there's one location you could go and pick up a directory, and there was a person that staffed it and said. And the artist donated. Each artist donated some time there and gave.
The Visitors Bureau, which isn't really functional that much, but the Chamber of Commerce or the Library or the Visitors Bureau
or Visit Laguna.
Visit Laguna. All of those are good places. But I would like to go back just to about in the 1980s. That most of you may not know that we had an incredible public arts program of live performance of all types that included crossovers in dance and music, automobiles, and this was on Main Beach, and it was every summer. It was called, at the end of the summer, it was called Arts in Motion, and Doris Shields and I started that on Main Beach. It went for 4 years until there was a lawsuit with the city, and they wanted us to put it in the Festival of Arts. Well, this is the most public performance. I have tapes of it, and it gave rise to LA's street scene. And that's how successful it was. We had media, we had television, we had press, and it was from UCI. They had performance artists coming in. We had people coming in from airplanes and boats. It was amazing.
Well, that draws in my mind a question from Muffin's comment about the art on the beach and your art on the beach, well, on the hillside, and Leia's program at Main Beach. They're both being pushed away on some level. Is that right?
It was about lawsuits and money and fear. It's always about someone saying something and then reaction, and the city doesn't like liability, and that's what happened. They did not react the way they should have, and what they should have done is said to the people who wanted to do it.
How can we make it better?
Well, they had to say was, yes, you can do yours. Sign up in February. So instead of saying no and then saying we have to close it down and move you elsewhere. So there's always a positive, like you mentioned, compared to the negative.
Yeah. Jonathan?
So we used to do the avant-garde festivals in New York. And then we would get grant money. And then the city would let us use the Staten Island Ferry for a whole day, 24 hours. Where all the artists participated, and it became an event, and it just kept going and kept going because the type of support that was all put together with artists.
And we could do that on the trolleys, too.
Right.
We could have the trolleys be a venue, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, I was trying to do that here when I first came here in the 1970s, but it didn't work.
Well, I think I have a model for it. I'd be happy to work on that, especially at the Festival of Arts, to have new programs. Mm-hmm. I would make the time, and I would join with anybody else who would like to join with me, whether they're students at the art school, faculty, with Jonathan, Jason,
so
with Muffin, with you.
You're talking about performance art on the beach.
Performance art, yes, because that's the crossover.
Places.
That's the crossover with music, and you could do it in the sciences.
Yeah, like the
as
Fluxus
well.
Movement and all that.
Mm. Any comments?
I'll bet
here?
The city's going to come back and say, we found an old law on the books that says no art on Main Beach, just like they did to
Well,
Suki.
There's no drones, I know that.
We need to force those people who think they have the voice to listen to the public. That's really what we need. And the public is the artist. The thing is, just because you're sitting in a seat, I sat in that that seat, but I made the decision to stay for 2 years, because if you or 4 years, because if you stay longer, you think you own it.
So I in this never-ending search of finding the one button, the one Achilles heel, the one component that might draw the attention and grow and draw more attention and grow, reciprocating, exponentially. Maybe it is putting art in the storefronts first. And as that grows, maybe it is doing some performance art or some events that go along with it. And
yeah, Craig, for sure. It isn't going to be one thing. It's no. going to be
But I'm thinking of when we have so limited resources, we kind of have to focus on one thing and get it done and demonstrate it can get done. It doesn't have to be a 15-year committee from what I'm getting, I'm just repeating what you're telling me. A 15-year committee going on. And I don't, I looked at the city council on their last meeting, and I kind of had some sympathy for them because there was so many opinions back and forth, and particularly on this one issue, and some of them were inappropriate, I felt, and some of them were very strong. But they listen to it all, and if the people don't show up and speak their voice in it, then they step in a different direction, perhaps the direction that maybe you don't want. Again, it's that 15 people that showed up last Saturday on something that's so terribly important. But then you explained that too. I'm going around in circles here.
Craig, the apathy
is rampant, is what you're telling me.
I don't want to blame Sunday for apathy, but when you have the public coming out, and I won't say the subject, but we'll all know what it is. When you have the public coming out and telling the city council and planning what they want, and the city council agrees, and then the next time you come back, all of a sudden they've changed, something's happening in the back room. And those doors are closed.
Okay. Well, I'd actually heard some rumblings of that too, but that's,
I want to know. Wait, Craig. Just totally off subject and everything else.
We can depend
wanna
know, on you.
I want to know why we have such boring Christmas lights. If you go to Dana Point or San Clemente, they rocked Christmas this year, and all we had were white lights around.
Well, my first experience on what gets put downtown on the light post, and we wanted to put some rainbow flags out. And the mayor was at this meeting, Eisman was there, and we were talking about it, and she didn't have an opinion, but she explained to me what's going on. I said, I drive through Dana Point, they got these banners that talk about what's going on, and they're pretty creative, they're kind of cool. So what we need to put ours up here, and she says, oh no, there's a law in the books, there's no banners can be hung from anywhere to let anyone know. Wouldn't it be great if you pulled in Laguna Beach and every light post had a banner about something exciting? Everyone, and they were done in very tasteful, not overly commercial. Maybe we had the art department at Jonathan's college. Maybe he curated it.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because in Los Angeles, in any community, you know what's going on at the museums. I mean, you know what's happening because there's banners everywhere. And so, throughout the town, it's shouting out, the cultural richness of that city. And we should really
I don't think it's a blight. I think it's informing people about things that are going on that they might find interesting. And it supports the city and the people behind it.
I mean, it should be exciting. When you drive in to Laguna Beach, and you should feel excitement that you're going into a community that supports the arts, that's about the arts, that creates an ecosystem of arts, and you want to explore that. You want to walk around.
We got to keep in mind, too, Festival of the Arts is, 2 months?
It's a short time, yeah.
Yeah, out of 12, is it 3 months?
The preparation time.
That's true. But still, the event, the actual event is less than...
It's during the...
I don't do my math very well, but what is that, 20%?
I mean, there are things that are happening during the year that are very exciting and very vital, too. But Yeah, no, I think there could be more too. That.
But I also
Laguna is a destination.
I think down on Main Beach, something that said that it's an art community, other than an overpainted lifeguard tower that used to be from a service station, that Richfield Atlantic Service Station. It was what they had on the corner, and they moved it across the street and called it a light.
A lifeguard tower.
So its background is not artistic, but I guess it's an artistic image of sorts. But anyway, I would rather see something that more represents art. You know, even the greeter somehow was part of the culture here. You know.
So jumping into brass tacks, everybody in town. Powers that be at least are concerned about property value increasing, but our curb appeal sucks, and art alone could change the way that this town is seen by everybody that comes and visits. I look at some of the installations now, and I don't know what it's called, but the atomic donuts that are in front of the city.
The dog agility.
You know, I don't see people coming from Newport or from from Santa Barbara going, wow, these people have their fingers on the pulse of what's happening, you know, in the world. There's a lot of good ways that we can present ourselves through art, so this town doesn't look like it's getting close to a ghost town, you know, without the art that people can get behind, you know. Yeah. that is actually a statement piece.
I totally agree with you, Jason. Going to the present art piece in front of City Hall, the problem with the piece is not the piece itself, it's the placement. And you can't separate art from the site. You have to understand, as an artist, what you're doing it for. So if you take a piece and you put it in the improper place, it loses the context in which it's supposed to be.
Okay.
And this is what's happening. So the Arts Commission itself needs someone to advise it. But again, getting back to the practical side, Jason and I would be happy to start something in the storefronts. Contact the owners. Find out if they're interested.
Really?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, really? Oh, I would love to help steward that. I can see... In every storefront, there's a little plaque in the corner that says,
"This." We have a third voice.
We have three.
This is. Yeah, yeah. We got Fonje in it. All right, so we got three volunteers. There should be a little plaque that says it's the Independent Art Consortia.
You want to brand it already?
I want to brand it because
I'll find a student that'll be part of that.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah. A graduate student, I'm sure, would be thrilled to be part of this committee right. too.
That's great. Yeah. That's great, and. We could do a little fundraiser on it, but
that's a little bit soon.
Too soon?
Too soon.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let's
find out if we can get permission.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have lots of hoops to jump through to get permission.
I'll give my card to everyone that wants it, and we can coordinate a meeting time.
Leah, can you get closer to the mic? I can't hear you.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'll give my card to the people here right now who
okay.
would like to participate. We'll get together, we'll talk about it, and we'll form a little quick fix committee, and we'll
okay.
get something done.
Okay, that's exciting. And it's not curated. And well, there'll be one curated. It can't be illegal or sexually inappropriate, you know,
yeah,
that's
all.
Right? It can be in your face.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
some people might be kind of... But
already you're putting judgment, you're putting qualities
right.
on it.
I see
very
London,
basic.
You know, I see France. You just don't want those underpants. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. They'll probably want some level of insurance with it, too.
We'll insure
I don't know.
That's it, Jonathan.
But the...
Yeah, well, we'll just ensure that there's art in there.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Skip over the minutiae
okay.
here, Greg. Just go right straight for what you want.
Okay. So can we communicate across the Independent Art Consortium of the Facebook page and post everything on there? I'll put all of you that are on here as administrators on it, so you can post whatever you want, whenever you want, and all that good stuff.
Nothing's up.
So it,
muffins at 4.
Okay. That's
the, I'm on board.
That's the important thing. And I think, and we get, I think there, everyone in the room is for it. Is that, is, do we have any?
Yeah.
So we got 5 people right here. All right.
See, six,
progress,
Greg.
Progress is being made.
You're number six.
You
don't be trying to slide out the back door.
You notice how crafty I was on that.
Yeah, you're the one that brought it up, so now you get to promote.
Oh man, that all doesn't that always happen? So we'll get something up on the Facebook. I would love to think that that brought some attention and kind of broke the dam, you know, and got some people excited about what can be done.
I think the city would be very excited about it. I think Chamber of Commerce would be incredibly excited about
it. Yeah.
And I think that's something I can link to with the Beautification Council that I'm on and working with the Chamber. We did Park Plaza. That's going to happen.
Okay.
And the city's been very cooperative, and I think that's another art venue. So yeah. I have, you know, it didn't go down because it wasn't successful. It went down because it was a temporary installation. It will come back up. But walking areas in Laguna and time to enjoy and experience, I mean,
yeah.
This is the whole thing the Chamber's talked about, the experience of art, this is what we're talking about. We want to experience it. And experiences happen when you're fresh. And
yeah. We're
going back to that freshness.
Mm-hmm. And it would be fun. Stephen, who owns a gallery, he was on our first, I can't remember his last name, but he was here.
McKibben
was here last time, and he said every day he's there, he gets so many artists that have art that they want to him to support or to put out there, that there's no shortage, according to him. Is that fair to say? There's a lot of artists that would love to have an opportunity.
Well, yes, but as Jonathan knows, and most of us know, marketing your art is a very complex and very important skill that isn't always taught. I think LCAD's doing a great job because they're offering law, they're offering starts. We offer Start Smart through the AAUW. We're going to have a workshop this Sunday at the LCAD. So, but marketing your art isn't just framing it and putting it in someone else's gallery. This is the way for freshness. We're talking about a different venue.
Yeah.
We're not talking about something that's in a classical format.
Right. No, I think it's...
Yeah, we actually have a new class that we're offering. It's called Artist as Entrepreneur. And it's and it's taught by two... Yeah, it's taught by two young alumni that are, actually when they were seniors, were already getting their art out. You know, there's new ways of doing this. I mean, I'm so used to the gallery format, but there's just, with the internet, with social media, with marketing, I mean, there's...
My experience is that artists are so, I don't know if it's left or right brain, but left brain, is that the creative
right side?
They're so left brain, and it's hard, it's difficult for them to be the entrepreneur when it comes to selling their own art. It seems to me that it's much easier for someone who knows their art and appreciates it for what it is to be their
I mean, for any artist, it's hard to be the chef, the maitre d', the waiter, and
yeah.
the busboy at the same time.
Well done.
Women do this all the time. I mean, come on, John.
And they work like horses.
They work like horses. Somebody said it right.
Yeah.
But I agree with Jonathan. This is really important. This whole idea of this right lane, this is enculturated behavior. Let's not fool ourselves. This is enculturated, how to behave. A woman does this, a man does this. This is how you always have a wife to help you put your art if you're a man. That's why we see so many historically men in mm-hmm. art, because women couldn't come out and do those same things. It's enculturated behavior. We do use both sides of our brain.
Well, we really do.
Some people
are very capable of that.
Absolutely.
And some people are very right brain,
too. And the
too.
Crossover in philosophy and in art, in science and art. I mean, in AAUW, which I'm on the board locally, we have something called STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It's really supposed to be STEAM. Add the A, you have art. And STEAM is going full steam ahead.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leia. This hour has gone by really fast, and I have to actually make a few announcements. Like, station identification. This is KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach's only FM radio, and this is Craig Cooley on Rainbow Radio. I want to mention our sponsor one more time for which is Mike Johnson and Group. Mike Johnson, he's with the group at Compass Real Estate. We thank you, Mike, for being our sponsor. And also I want to mention that there's a Valentine's Day HRC event coming up in Dana Point at Lux, and it's a prefix menu. And if you want to go there and meet a sweetheart, or if you want to go there and take your sweetheart, it is rainbow-oriented HRC event on Wednesday, the 14th, which is actually Valentine's Day.
Wait, Craig, can I throw something in too, as long as you're doing advertisements?
Absolutely.
Tomorrow, Sunday, is the Craft Guild at Main Beach. There'll be about 25 Sawdust artists setting up to sell their wares. Yes, twice a month when we're not at Sawdust or Winterfest.
You're down on the beach.
We're down on the beach.
Okay, thank you. And then this afternoon, there's the Huntington Beach event at the Center on the Center, which is great.
And then on Sunday at LCAD, AAUW is going to have a Start Smart workshop meeting, and the public is invited, and that is negotiating salaries for artists.
Ooh, that ought to be near and dear to a few people.
Yeah. And one more in addition, tonight is the centennial celebration for the Art Museum.
Yeah, that's sold out. I tried to attend.
I tried to get tickets from you. You said no.
Yeah. So, does anyone want to offer a shout out to anyone they know, or?
Well, certainly all the students. Yes,
of course. Yeah,
I'd love for more young people to get involved with this. I would love to hear more ideas that young people have to offer. I think that young people are the life or the sustainability of these types of programs. So, anything that they can add, I would love for young people.
And we could reach out to NextGen, and they're a very active group. And in different areas, and I think that Jonathan would probably be the perfect person to reach out to LCAD.
Sure, happy to do that.
So everyone has their shout outs, and we have all the events. Oh, I know, if there's an event, let's get them on if we can. I'll get all administrators, get them on Facebook so we all know what's going on. Also, I write an article for Stu News. I don't know if any of you know that, and it's called Rainbow Reflections. So I'm thinking I could announce that in Stu News this week regarding this group that's been put together here today and what the mission statement is to get art in the storefronts, essentially, right? Are we all in agreement? I think so. Everyone's nodding their head.
Certainly that's our first mission statement.
I like that. Many more to follow. Yeah. So that's the mission statement, and that this group, and I might even put a little bio of you if that's all right. And that, and put our logo up there. We do have a logo, and brand it a little bit, and get the word out. So that's the first step. I want to thank everyone so very much for showing up this early hour, and I think everyone's comments were so heartfelt and meaningful and important. So, with that, my replacement's here. My lovely replacement, Ida May.
I have an announcement, everybody.
Yes.
I'm a grandma.
Oh, no. How did that happen?
It's a miracle.
Miracle of modern science. We're going to close out here with some music, and Ida May will be on the other side. Thanks, everyone, for Rainbow Radio.
Thank you.
I didn't play any music. We had too much to say. It was all good.
KXRN, LP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.